Okay, so my name is Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 29th of September 2009 and the time's 8:15 in the morning. Can you tell me please your name, your age and where you come from?
Okay, I'm Mike Slade, I'm 47 and I come from Slough in Berkshire.
Okay, thank you. When was it you first found out about the One Another Project?
I probably saw it on a news programme or a local news, London news programme at some stage. Probably just before it started, because I remember the first one going up and I was quite excited. I thought it was a fantastic project.
And what was it that motivated you then? What was your inspiration in putting your name forward?
Largely by virtue of the fact that I'll never get picked for anything like this. So I always feel that if you don't put yourself forward and you don't get picked, then it's not a surprise. But I put my name forward not expecting to be picked, and I was, and here I am.
So how did you feel when you received the email to say that you'd been allocated a slot?
I was very excited, I think I still am really looking forward to the opportunity. I think what a fantastic art project, and I'm very happy to be part of it.
So what have you decided to do for the hour?
I decided, after watching quite a few people, particularly in the early days, not really doing that much, and also going up there with obviously a plan, and then sort of after 5 or 10 minutes ended up with nothing to do, I decided that I wanted to fill the whole opportunity, fill the whole of the plinth and to fill the whole of the hour. So I calculated that my body footprint, if you like, is just about exactly 1/60th of the plinth surface. So I decided that if I stand in 60 different places on the plinth, I can stand on the whole area. And if I stood for 1 minute in each place, then I could fill the whole time. And that kind of developed, and now I'm performing 60 different positions or poses. I use the word positions because we've decided to call this the Plinth Kama Sutra. And I will be standing in 60 different ways, which is quite a challenge.
How did you come up with the ideas or the different poses? Can you tell us a bit about the story?
Yeah, well, they were quite... It started out with me sitting, having a quiet afternoon at work and wondering if I could think of 60 different ways to stand. And I think I came with about 10, and they were all a bit sort of dull, really. You know, standing on one leg, standing on the other leg, and facing one way, facing the other way. And then talking to a few people, they said, oh, maybe you could stand like Usain Bolt would be a good one. He does a fantastic stand with his pose. And I thought, yeah, that's a good idea. And things developed from there. And now I've got almost 60 different poses that probably are more famous by other people. I put on a website, I'm not an impressionist. I'm not trying to do an impression of people. But I'm going to stand in a way that hopefully people will be able to say, oh, yeah, that's how Michael Jackson stands, or stood, I should say. And that's how Tommy Cooper would stand, that kind of thing. So most of them are based on characters and influential characters, iconic characters. So I think it could be quite fun.
Great. And who would you say you're doing this for?
I'm doing it for myself, totally. I've never done anything like this before. I would call myself quite a shy and reserved sort of person generally. But you know, I'm getting on a bit, and opportunities don't like come like this very often, and I just thought it'd be a good opportunity to come out of my shell, show the world what I really have inside me. And this may be a one-off, or it may not be, who knows. We'll see how it goes.
Cool. So a little bit of background then about yourself. What is it you get up to as a day job first?
As a day job, I work for a medical device company called Baxter. They're a fairly small company in Europe, but fairly big in the USA, about 500 people there. We make medical devices. I'm director of operations, so I basically manage all the stock, making sure we get the suppliers to supply what we want, and that kind of thing. So interesting. I find it very interesting work. Some people say it's quite dry, but I find it very interesting and enjoyable.
How'd you get into it?
From more by luck than judgment, really. I've done various roles. I started off after school. I went to university. I didn't get my degree there, and I started off as going into stores and working as a storeman, and worked my way up in a company, and through a lot of hard work, and moved just moved on and onwards and upwards from there. So I ended up being director of operations for a medical device company, which I'm very pleased about, I must say.
And then what about out of work hours? What are your other interests? What do you get up to in your time?
I live with my partner, Kim, and a lot of the time when I can, I try to spend my children who still live with their mother, probably about 10 miles away from me. I think they're great. They're here today to watch me, which is really nice. So that's most of my spare time, but I like to listen to music. I like to watch films. I like to do all that sort of man stuff. Go to the gym when I can. Nothing particularly exciting. I do claim to play a bit of guitar, but I don't pick it up very often nowadays.
When did you first pick up guitar?
Probably when I was at university. I had a good friend called Paul who sort of basically taught me how to play, and we used to jam away and spent too much time doing that, not enough time studying, unfortunately, but there you are, that's life, you live and learn.
So how does it feel then to be one of 2,400 people get to experience the One Another project?
I feel very privileged. I think it's a great project, a fantastic idea. I think there should be more ideas like this where normal people like myself can demonstrate what's inside them, because until I really sat down and thought about this and practiced it and had the opportunity to do it, I didn't even know this was inside me, and it is. And I feel great that it's there, and I feel much happier in life.
And Jan, you said this may well be the first opportunity where you do something like this. Have you got any ideas about what stuff you want to go on to do?
No real ideas, concrete ideas, but what did surprise me is how easy this came. I know that my imagination has developed over the last few years, as I've probably since I've had children, and I'm more and more impressed with the ability for my imagination to come up with sort of good ideas and interesting ideas, novel ideas, and who knows where this may lead if it goes well and I get a buzz out of it. You never know.
So what would you say are the most important things to you at the moment in your life?
My children, definitely. Kim, obviously. My job pays for me to do what I want to do, and the inspirations I have. I love my music. Bob Dylan is just blows me away constantly, and things like that. I just really into that kind of culture.
Are you any stories about this kind of passion of music and Bob Dylan and playing the guitar in university that you'd like to?
Only that the Bob Dylan thing just hit me like a bomb one day. It just hit me like I couldn't believe, and I didn't listen to anything else for 18 months afterwards. And I love my music, and I just bought everything I could by him. I started to travel the world to see him. I saw him in Denver, in Colorado. I saw him in New York. I just think the man's amazing. It just blows me away. What an inspirational character. And he's nearly 70 and he's just the coolest guy in the world. I just think he's amazing.
What kind of aspects of it that are particularly resonant with you?
I like his dignity. I like his... the fact that he will wear his inspirations on his sleeve is obviously influenced by so many things, and he's not afraid to tell people that his coolness comes from the fact that he is big enough to admit his influences and inspirations, and he holds an incredible dignity. I think there's so many people that have written so many books about him, but nobody knows anything about him. No, people can't even tell if he's married at the moment, for instance. And I think that's just incredible for someone that's been in the spotlight for 40, nearly 50 years. It's just incredible.
And how does it feel for you when you listen to his music? What's that like?
I feel inspired. I feel moved. Sometimes I find it hilarious. I think his jokes are just so funny. It's just totally inspiring. I can finish listening to a record and just grin on my face, and just think that's perfect.
Cool. So what hopes, fears do you have for the future?
I have for my future, I don't really know. I live a day at a time. Live for the now. I think that's the only way. The future only worries me when I think of my children. I hope that they can grow up healthy and well and have good lives. That's the future for me. But for me, it's day at a time.
And going back to the project, the plinth, how are you feeling 45 minutes or 40 minutes before you go up onto the plinth?
I'm feeling surprisingly good. It's starting to make me nervous, the fact that I'm not nervous, if you know what I mean. I feel that, because this is totally out of my comfort zone, and I was expecting myself to be really scared at the moment, but I'm not. I feel pretty cool. I'm very excited, very, very excited. And let's just hope that it lives up to that hype. And I hope that I can pull it off, because I've got to do a lot in an hour. And I just hope I just don't lose track, or it just goes wrong halfway through, because it would be really ridiculous.
And what impact would you like the project, your hour, the project as a whole, to have on those that get to experience it on top walk past, notice, watch?
I hope that, fundamentally, I hope people enjoy it. They see it as a laugh. They see a different side of me. But really, it's to entertain my friends and people who'll be watching it. I think if there's anyone watching it online, I don't expect there'll be too many people here today, but people watching online, I hope they enjoy it. And remember it as one of their favourites would be good, because I've put a lot of effort into it so far.
So have you got any closing comments, thoughts on being here in Trafalgar Square in central London?
That was a fantastic day. I'm just looking forward to it so much. I hope it comes together in life as it is in my head. And if it does, I will be very, very happy. I will come away from today very happy.
Cool, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.